If it's Saturday, we'll must be in the Vasilenko Media Suite, and so we are with Martin Grubb. A 5-1 win over the Warriors, a good response to the loss in Sutton.
Yeah, I think the result was more important than the performance tonight. We knew after losing in Sutton last week that it was about how we could bounce back and what kind of character we could show. And to be fair, it's never really happened a lot since we've joined this league that we've had to endure a defeat. So far, every time we've got beat, we've come back with a win. And the boys knew this week in practice and before the game how important that was for us. So very pleased to come back with a victory. It was comprehensive enough, and still small room for improvement, but we've got to be happy tonight.
And good to get the likes of Ian Bowie and Craig Thurston back in the lineup, up towards full strength.
Yeah, I mean, I think really we're only missing Mark Gallagher tonight, so it was good to get Ian back, to get Craig back. We were able to move Alan and Uri back into defence, and it just gave us a lot more options, a lot more flow to what we're doing. We've got a lot more options in terms of the personnel we can use. The fatigue doesn't set in, and it's just so much easier to play going away, especially being on the road the last couple of weeks on the Sundays with 10 guys, 11 guys becomes difficult. So I thought the two boys, Ian and Craig, they played away okay. Ian picked him a couple of assists, as he does. He always seems to pick up points. Looked a wee bit hindered with the cage a little bit. He hates playing with it, but it's credit to him that he's desperate to play. Craig had his legs going again. It's good to see him out there skating and working hard, and was unlucky not to grab a couple of goals himself. So yeah, pleasing in that aspect for sure.
And good, you mentioned the fatigue, that it's only this weekend, next one game weekend, so you can play the game and rest and recover and recuperate.
Yeah, I mean, I think we 4 or 5 weeks ago we set ourselves a target. We knew we can have this mini break coming up with the championships being held here. And that's us now down to one more game, the Telford game next week, before that comes around. And we, as I say, we set a target of still being on top. We had set a target of winning all our games. Unfortunately, last week kind of paid to that one. But again, we said we had to bounce back tonight. We've got to get a high score line in Telford last time we played. We've still got to give them the respect and do our job next week. And then we've been hurting. Guys played through injuries for some weeks now. Some guys, obviously, as we know, have had to miss games, so it gives us a good chance to recover and take a few weeks just to, as you say, recuperate that little bit, get healthy, and then we'll still keep training and get ourselves ready for the games after Christmas and a big new year for us.
I was going to say, how do you keep going the Telford games, the last game, for pretty much a month? I think 28th of December is the next one after that. So you'll keep training, but how do you keep the mentality going?
In the last couple of years, to be honest, over the kind of festive period, we've deliberately, around our schedule, shut it down at some point for a week or two. We just give guys time to be with their family and their friends and kind of have a wee bit of time to themselves. And I've tended to find that in recent years that works as a self-motivational tool, because they know they've had that couple of weeks off that they come back and they miss the game and they miss their teammates and they want to come back hungry and fresh. So I think we're going to play the Great Britain team on the 7th. We may need to bring a few guys in and just help us out, just to give Peter and his team a last minute workout. More of a bounce game than anything. And then, yeah, we'll keep training. We'll make a few optional ones. We'll probably have a kind of little in-house competition and just create a wee bit of fun and energy around the place. We'll give them some time to themselves. And really, I think the boys, they're smart enough and they're motivated enough to know that as of then, the 28th, 29th, we'll go back to work. So I've no issue with that, but I think they deserve a wee bit of a break, and we'll see what the teams around us are doing in terms of the league standings. And obviously we'll come back, hopefully still sitting on top when the new year comes, and we'll just push on.
And the way the league is, players, teams around take points off each other. You'll go up and the likes of Billingham play Blackburn tomorrow, and then Billingham will play Whitby and Whitby play Blackburn, so everybody kind of hopefully cancelling each other out.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of old cliche, but we truthfully look after ourselves first. We of course, you look around the league and you do some maths and you think if one team can win this game, and if maybe every team wins at home, then it's going to even itself out over the course of the year. And I mean, you of course, last week you're coming home in a bus on a defeat on your own, and you're looking at what happened in Billingham, thinking, well, Whitley have probably sealed that game. And obviously the Stars game were kind of miraculous turnaround, so you never know what's going to happen. We really do just have to take care of ourselves. But if everybody can keep beating everybody else, and teams definitely can beat everybody on their given night, then it makes for a bit more interesting for players, for spectators, and if we just can keep churning out the wins, then I'm sure we'll be fine.
Just the final word, the couple of the young ones, you could say, after Connor's performance, had a first senior goal for Joe Cole tonight. It's been obviously, well, I imagine it would be well received in the squad as well.
Yeah, Joe, to be fair, Joe's been outstanding since he come into the team, and that was only a couple of weeks into the season. He started getting regular ice time, which fits in with Ross Murray and Stephen Moore really well. And the criticism we've had of Joe over the last wee while is he's never shot the puck enough. He's very unselfish, he tries to move the puck to other guys, and tonight it was nice to see him get a goal. I thought Connor was a little bit quieter tonight, but it's been a big couple of weeks for him, and he's fresh off his accolade, the Young Sportsman of the Year in the Stewartry province, which is a region of the Dumfries and Galloway. So, I mean, he's an outstanding talent, and he's a great young man who's got a big future ahead of him. So these two are local guys, are a product of our youth development system. The big thing for us is just to continue to push guys. We've got quite a few of them training with us, and if they too can be an inspiration to other local players, then that's what they're there to do.